1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah through the will of Elohim and Sosthenes, our brother. To the assembly of Elohim which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in the Messiah Yeshua, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Yeshua the Messiah our Master, both their Master and ours. Grace to you and peace from Elohim our Father, and the Master Yeshua the Messiah. I thank my Elohim always on your behalf for the grace of Elohim which has been given to you through Yeshua the Messiah. By him you are enriched in everything, in all speech and in all knowledge. Even as the testimony of the Messiah was confirmed in you. So that you are not lacking in any gift while waiting for the revelation of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. He will strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. Elohim is faithful, and by him you were called to the fellowship of his Son, Yeshua the Messiah our Master. Now I ask you, brothers, by the name of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, that you all speak in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you. But be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brothers, by those who are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this is what I mean, every one of you is saying, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of the Messiah. Is the Messiah divided? Was Paul nailed to the torture wooden pole for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank Elohim that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius. Lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides them, I do not know whether I baptized any other. For the Messiah did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with eloquent words, lest the torture wooden pole of the Messiah should be made of no effect. For to those who perish, the preaching of the torture wooden pole is foolishness, but to us who are saved it is the power of Elohim. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this world? Has Elohim not made the wisdom of this world foolish? For since, in the wisdom of Elohim, the world through its wisdom did not know Elohim, it pleased Elohim through the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach the Messiah nailed to the torture wooden pole, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Greeks. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, we preach the Messiah as the power of Elohim and the wisdom of Elohim. For the foolishness of Elohim is wiser than men, and the weakness of Elohim is stronger than men. For observe your calling, brothers. Among you, not many wise men according to the flesh, not many mighty men, and not many noble men were called. But Elohim has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Elohim has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And Elohim has chosen the base things of the world and things which are despised. Yes, and he chose things which did not exist to bring to nothing things that do. So that no flesh should boast in his presence. But because of him you are in the Messiah Yeshua, whom Elohim made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in Yeshua.